There's many aspects to the Christian life.
基督徒的生活有好多方面。
But somewhere along in our Christian life, things are simplified greatly when everything becomes centrally seen in Christ.
虽然有这么多不同的角度，但是当我们都能够集中在基督里头的时候，这一些复杂的情况就可以简单化了。
We mentioned this yesterday, and we also mentioned the hymn that I hope you have a copy of, and I think we should sing it one time, since it describes what happens to our life when everything is Jesus and Jesus is everything.
那昨天我们在讲道的时候提到这首诗歌，我盼望我们在座每一个人手里都有这首诗歌，叫做《他自己》。
Now, here's my instruction for how we're going to sing.
那现在我要告诉大家这首诗歌应该怎么唱。
Since you know now I've been so many years here, I am now Chinese.
我在这里这么多年，现在我已经变成中国人了。
So I have to have a complicated way of singing this.
我要唱的比较复杂一点。
Everybody sings verse one, and the chorus.
每一个人唱第一节跟他的副歌。
The brothers sing verse two.No chorus.
弟兄唱第二节，但是不唱副歌。
The sisters sing verse three, and then we all sing the chorus.
然后姐妹们唱第三节，然后带着副歌一起唱。
And then verses four and five, whoever's not confused, sing the songs and the chorus.
然后到了第四、第五节的时候，我们一起唱，而且都带着副歌。
All of that is to say, we're skipping the chorus after verse 2.
所以我整个的讲的就是第二节唱的时候我们没有唱副歌，就直接进入第三节。
Now I want you to sing this like you're not stuck.
所以我们就唱诗歌唱的时候你不要被卡住了。
Okay, sister.
Once he was the blessing, now he is the Lord. Once he was the healing, now he is the word. Once his gifts are wanted, now the giver of. Once I sought forgiving, now he is the Lord. Now we use this tool. Once the power of God.
Let's turn to some scriptures.
让我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Again, we want to, since our topic is the eternal purpose of God,
我们的主题是神认识神永远的旨意。
We want to read Paul in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们打开以弗所书第三章。
As he testifies to this amazing stewardship of the mysteries that he's been given.
他在这里做见证说神把这个奥秘赐给他。
Verse 8.
我们第八节。
To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given.To preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light what is the administration or the stewardship of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历史和历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And then we want to turn to our verse for the theme in Hebrews chapter 3.
然后我们来看我们的主题圣经希伯来书第三章。
And we begin in verse 12 of Hebrews 3.
从第三章十二节开始。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心。把永生神离弃了，总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm unto the end, while it is said, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
And then chapter 4, verses 7 through 9.
我们看第四章第七节到第九节。
He again fixes a certain day, today.Saying through David after so long a time, just as he has been said before, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一个日子，如以上所引的，说你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
For if Joshua had given them rest,He would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
若是约书亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。这样看来，必有另一个安息日的安息，是为神的子民存留。
And then just a few verses from Joshua and chapter 18.
我们再看旧约。约书亚记十八章。约书亚十八章。
Verses 1-3.
头三节。
Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves at Shiloh. and set up the tent of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. There remained among the sons of Israel 7 tribes who had not divided their inheritance. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?"
第一节到第三节，以色列的全会众都聚集在示罗，把会幕设置在那里。那地已经被他们制服了，以色列人中其余的7个支派还没有分给他们地业。约书亚对以色列人说，耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们单言不去得，要到几时呢？
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for our greater than Joshua, who has brought us into our inheritance.
我们实在感谢天父，因为我们有一位比约书亚更大的，他要带我们进入他的产业。
And now by faith, we want to fully possess the land.
我们凭着信心，我们要向你说，我们愿意去占领这个产业。
As Paul prayed, we want to be filled up to all the fullness of Christ.
像保罗当年所说，我们要被基督的丰满所充满。
We pray, Lord, that you give us in these days, as long as it is called today, this overcoming faith within us.
我们因此向你求，趁着还有今日，主求你把这样的一个超然的信心赏给我们。
We ask that you quicken our bodies and especially our hearts to say yes to the Lord who calls us forward in this day.
我们愿意真在你面前向你祷告。让我们里面的人刚强起来，我们能够向主说：“是的，我们愿意。”
We pray in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord.
我们的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen. Some of you are with us for the first time today.
我们中间有一些人是第一次参加这个特会。
And you appear happier than those who were here yesterday.
那么也可能你是今天刚刚到，你的脸上的表情比昨天在这里的人好像更喜乐。
Because yesterday I got everybody pretty much to agree that they were stuck.
因为我昨天的信息讲到我们常常的生活中卡在某一个点上。
Now what I said was this.
我是这样说的。
If we live in this time frame, as long as it is called today, we're probably stuck.
我昨天是这样讲，如果我们是活在这一个今天的时段，那你会发现你是卡在那里了。
Now I had many stuck people come after me afterwards.
所以我昨天讲完这篇道之后，很多人跑来说怎么我卡住了。
Thinking somehow I could unstick them.
希望我能够把他们解放。
But I think a simple word may be sufficient to help our understanding.
我想我稍微用个简单的话解释一下。
Eternity is breaking in upon us.
因为这个永世是正在向我们打开。
Today is passing away.
而今天呢，却是要过去。
But as long as we are here, we live in one of 2 time frames, actually.
那今天我们所活在的情况里头，我们要不就是活在永世的这个段落里头，或者还是活在今天的段落里头。
You know, I can't imagine how this is being translated, but
trust me.
I guess that's my problem. We either live in today or as long as it is called today.
我们要么就是活在今天，要么就是趁着还有今日。
What does it mean to live today?
什么意思叫做活在今天？
Today, if you hear my voice.
今日如果你听见我的声音。
This is God's intention for all of us.
这是神的心意，对我们每一个人都是如此。
To live today.
今天。
Under an open heaven.
在一个敞开的天
，hearing the Lord's voice，
能够听见神的话。
If He says repent, you repent。
如果你听见神说悔改，你就悔改。
If he says you have sinned, you confess your sin.
如果神说你犯罪了，你就要承认你的罪。
His precious blood cleanses you.
他的宝血洁净我们。
You live today.
因为你活在今天。
It's so important in the kingdom of God. We live today.
在神的国度里头非常的重要，我们活在今天。
But in our year, we don't always live in today.
但是你看我们。在过去的年岁里头，我们并不是常常活在今天的。
Because sometimes we have some issue between us and the Lord.
因为你跟神之间往往有一些未解决的问题。
Just to give you a simple example.
举一个例。
We know that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11,
在启示录十二章十一节，
it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death.
那一群得胜者说，他们得胜的原因是因为他们靠着羔羊的血，也自己所见证的道，还有不爱惜自己的性命。
Now the overcomer is not stuck.
那些得胜者，他们没有被卡住。
We see Paul in Ephesians. He's not stuck.
你看，以弗所书的里面的保罗，他没有被卡住。
He's under the precious blood.
因为第一，他靠着耶稣的宝血。
Now thank God for His precious grace. All of us who live today live under His precious blood.
如果我们今活在今天的基督徒，那你就应该是在耶稣基督宝血底下被遮盖。
But now, if you have sinned,
但是如果你犯罪了呢
？And you have not confessed that sin,
而你又没有去承认你的罪
，or even admitted that sin,
你承认你的罪
，now there's some issue.
那你就有一些事情没解决。
Now it is today.
那今天趁着还有今天。
But it's as long as it's still called today, there's something probationary going on.
所以在这个地方，你如果没有解决的事儿，你就要趁着还有今天。
And if you live for a day without your sins cleansed by His precious blood, you've missed one day.
那如果你这个没有了的事儿，没有在今天解决，那你就浪费了今天。
Now they overcame by the word of their testimony.
第二个，这些得胜者还有第二个秘诀是他们靠着他们所见证的道。
But now, what happens when something in our life is compromising our testimony?
那么我们如果对这个道我们没有站住而妥协了，那你怎么办呢
？Now we still know the grace of God.
当然我们知道神有恩典。
And it's still today because there's still time to do something about it.
所以在这个情况之下，那你又是趁着还有今天。
But it's like the children of Israel.In Hebrews chapter 3, they were at the river, and the Lord had spoken for them to go into the promised land.
我们昨天提到，以色列人来到了这一个河边，要对面就是应许之地。那神的话就是说，趁着还有今天过去。
Now the Lord's purpose for Israel is to march out of Egypt through the wilderness and into the promised land. That's living today.
当年神对以色列人的旨意很简单，出埃及走旷野，最终要进到应许之地。
The cloud is leading by day, the fire is leading by night.
每天神都用云柱在白天，火柱在晚上引导他们。
But what if we come to Kadesh Barnea, and the Lord through Caleb and Joshua say, we go into the land, the Lord has promised it, but we hold back.
但是当年这个十二个探子回来，约书亚跟加勒告诉他们可以过去，但是大家不愿意过去，他们退后。
Now in some sense, time is suspended.
在某一个意义上来讲，好像时间在那里停了。
Until we hear His voice and go into the land, and then we're back today.
那么如果这些人听见神的声音，告诉他们说你们要。去占领那个地，他们顺服的话，那今天就继续。
Thirdly, in Revelation, they love not their lives unto death.
那么得胜者第三个特征就是他们不爱惜自己的性命。
But sometimes in our life with the Lord,
但是有的时候我们跟随主的时候
we become very concerned with preserving our own life.
我们总是对自己的生命要保留，有所保留。
And it begins to compete with a word of obedience from the Lord about something we should be doing.
这样的，当你保留自己的性命的时候，你有的时候对神的话就不能够百分之百的顺服了。
Now do you see? There's an issue there.
那这里就有一个没有解决的问题。
As long as it is still called today, you must decide what to do.
那神在这个时候就是趁着还有今日，你把这个问题解决了。
How many times we wrestle with the Lord over something He tells us to do, but we're afraid of what will happen.
那么你就可以回头看看我们自己的经历，神常常对我们有一些要求，而我们不愿意顺服，那么就搞吧。
God is merciful.
但是感谢主，神总是有恩典。
He allows us to wrestle.
他让我们跟他在那里摔跤。
In the end, will we obey?
至终，你顺服吗？
Now many Christians, strangely, although they entered into today.By the saving grace of our Lord Jesus.
有一些基督徒很稀奇，他们靠着神的恩典来到了今天。
They seem to be wandering in a wilderness where time is suspended and their lives are not growing. Neither are they under an open heaven.
他们虽然是离开了埃及得救了，可是他们在旷野就在那里绕圈圈绕圈圈。他们不愿意付那个代价，往前进到神的旨意里。
Even though there's 365 days in a year,
虽然一年有365天
，they're not living today 365 days.
但是他们没有真正活在今天，来面对解决所有的问题。
The Lord's purpose is for us to live today.
因为神的旨意是要我们活在今天。
How wonderful to live today.
何等的稀奇，何等的奇妙！神让我们有今天可以为他而活
，right？
对吗
？Everything in Jesus, Jesus everything.
一切在基督里，基督是一切。
But we find in all of our lives that we come up against the border of something, a new crossing in our lives, and we find ourselves at issue with the Lord in as long as it is called today.
那么我们。每一个人多少都有这样的经历，神带我们来到一个边界，那么在这个边界的时候，神就挑战要我们顺服他的旨意，但是我们总是在那里跟他摔跤，所以我们就变成趁着还有今天。
Now I don't have any time to talk about how you personally should get unstuck in your life.
那我今天没有办法帮助每一个人对你们自己现在卡的那个点怎么样的跨过去，
But it's probably something to do with sin, something to do with disobedience, something to do with self-preservation.
那么总是这些问题出不了，要么就是罪的问题，要么就是这个对神话语没有完全顺服的问题，要么就是对自己的益处、自己的性命有所保留。
But now my burden is to share about something larger, the church, according to Christ of the eternal purpose.
那么今天下午我所着重的点不在于个人，而是在于一个团体，整个的教会。
Now we can see as we read in the letter to the Ephesians that Paul was a steward of the mysteries of Christ, meaning the church.
那么刚刚我们在以弗所书第三章读的时候，你会发现保罗在讲到那一个奥秘，关于神永远的旨意，他的点是讲到教会。
How did he become a steward of this mystery?
他怎么能够成为这个神奥秘的管家呢
？First, the Lord had to apprehend him. The Christ of the eternal purpose had to arrest him.
第一步，神必须用这个神永远旨意的奥秘来第一来抓住他这个人。
On the road to Damascus,
有一天他往大马色的路上。
Paul, it's Saul, Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the goad.
有一个大光把他打倒在地上，跟他讲说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么用脚踢刺？踢刺是男的。
You're stuck，
因为你现在卡在这里。
And he saw a heavenly vision，
在那个时候，他看见天上的异象。
Of the Christ of the eternal purpose，
他就看见了基督在勇士里头。
Years later， he would say，
然后他就说，过了多少年之后
，I run in order to lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of through Christ Jesus。
我自从那一天以后，我就去追求那一天抓住我的主，我要得着他。
In other words, to put it simply，
再简单的说吧
，I've been captured by Christ。
我被他逮到了
，and now I'm running to capture him。
现在该我要去追求抓住基督。
This was his life passion.
这是他一生的执着。
To know Christ.
要知道他，认识他。
To climb the mountain of Christ and discover all there was to know.
好像这里有一个基督的山，我要爬到这个山上去来认识这位基督。
Now today.
今天。
As long as it is called today.
趁着还有今日。
The Lord is looking for stewards of the mystery of Christ.
神在那里寻找那个神奥秘之事的管家。
But in order to be stewards,
你要做这个管家吗？
We have to be captured by the Christ of the eternal purpose.
所以你必须第一个经历就是被这位奥秘的基督来逮到抓到。
We have to see that he is God's purpose.
你必须看见他就是神旨意的目标。
We have to see that he is the church.
他就是教会。
And then we need to be trained by him.
然后我们被他训练。
In how to work with him in the building of his church.
接受他的训练，然后知道怎么与他同工，来跟他配搭建立他的教会。
Now in these last days.
在这个末世
The Lord needs such trustworthy stewards.
神要找这个忠心的管家。
But who has seen the Christ of the eternal purpose?
那么到底有谁在这个时候已经见到这位神永远旨意中的基督？
And so the church today, we could compare to what we see here in Joshua chapter 18.
那么今天教会的光景就像我们刚刚读的第十八章约书亚记所说的。
Now, we're in the land.
我们已经来到了这个应许之地。
But we haven't claimed our inheritance yet.
但是我们并没有去得着那块地。
How many tribes were there?
在那里有多少支派呀？
12.
一共是犹太人有十二个支派。
How many of them had not claimed their property yet?
那有十二个支派里面有几个支派还没有把这个地权拿到呢？
Seven.
七个。
They're stuck.
因为他们卡在那里了。
They're in the land, but not resting in the land.
他们虽然已经站在那个应许之地，但是他们并没有得去把它占为他们支派所的产业。
And what does it say in Hebrews chapter 4?
那么在希伯来书第四章怎么说的呢？
Now Joshua brought them into the land of rest.
希伯来书就说，约书亚把他们带到这个安息的地。
But they still didn't have inward rest.
但是他里面却仍然没有安息。
It's possible to be in Christ but not be resting in Christ.
我们很多的时候是在基督里，但是没有在基督里面得享他的安息。
It's possible to be in Christ, but you haven't gained your inheritance yet.
你可以在基督里，但是你没有得着那个基督要给你的产业。
They conquered some cities.
他们打仗都打了，得胜了。
But others they left ignored.
但是有一些城还是放在那里，他们没有去关心去打。
How much of the land of Canaan was theirs?
有迦南地有多少真正是他们的呢？
Everything.
理论上全都是他的。
But where had they put their feet?
他们的脚踩过哪些地方呢？
God said, only where you put the soles of your feet, that is the land I've actually given you.
神要他们得产业的唯一的要求就是你脚掌所踏的地方就是你的。
And so they're in, but they're not in.
但虽然这个时候他们已经在了应许之地了，但是他们的脚掌没有踩下去。
They're in the land of rest, but they're not resting.
他们是在安息之地，但是那里没有安息。
And of course, we know there were deeper issues than that.
那当然，它里头有更深层次的问题。
They had no king, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
他们那个时候没有王，他们每一个人都做自己眼中看为正的事。
So there was division. There was no unity. Division among the 12 tribes.
那么这个十二个支派呢，彼此之间也不和睦，所以就分裂。
And so there was weakness, and the enemy was always invading. The Midianites and the Ammonites and the Philistines just kept coming in and invading because they were so weak.
因为他们彼此是在这个分崩离析的状态之下，所以周边的仇敌， 像亚摩利人，像这些迦南人，老是来攻击他们。
It actually wasn't until David became king. After a few years, it says, and they had rest on all sides from their enemy.
这个问题到什么时候才真正的解决？就是大卫登上宝座，得胜了。所以这个时候，圣经就说，他整个的这个产业就有了安息。
Now, did it surprise you when you came into the land of rest to discover there's enemies in the land?
所以你虽然是来到了这个神的应许之地、安息之地，但是你会发现在这里并没有安息，老有打仗。
There's all kinds of little ites in there.
因为在那里有许多这个仇敌还在那里骚扰他们。
Jebusites, Canaanites, termites.
耶布斯人啦、啊，什么迦南人啦、啊，很多不同的仇敌。
And they're disputing your claim.
所以他们总是来向以色列人挑战，这是你的地吗
？Now how are we going to rest?
那我们怎么有安息呢
？By the victory in Christ.
那就是要在基督里面的得胜。
If we go step on that city, it becomes ours.
如果你到那个地方来宣告这是神的产业。
And the church today is to come into a fullness that will amaze the principalities and powers in the heaven.
所以今年地上的基督的教会，如果我们能够有基督的丰满，我们就可以让这个空中执政掌权的诧异。
But unfortunately, in the church today,
很不幸的，今天的教会
There's all different kinds of patterns and models for building the church developed by human beings.
你会发现今天地上所谓的教会都是人自己想象出来的，按照自己的观念去建所谓的教会。
Now near where I live in New York City.
我住在纽约。
Now New York City, we meet in an apartment.And there's a few of us, we come together, break bread, you know, on the sixth floor. Nobody knows we're there.
那我们是租的一个公寓，是在六层楼。我们在那里擘饼纪念主，没有人知道。
But there is a church. It's in the newspapers today.
但是今天报纸上有一个教会。
It's a church built specifically for young people.
那有一个教会专门是为青年人设计的。
And they have a wonderful band that plays the worship.
那他们这个聚会的一个特色就是有一个乐队专门来唱诗的。
They have lighting that changes to red when it's a fast song and blue when it's a slow song.
然后有很美的灯光跟这个诗歌的速度配合。
And they have a stage.
然后有一个舞台。
They have a very handsome minister.
有一个非常帅哥的牧师。
He has no belly.
没有大腹便便。
He wears blue jeans. He wears a black t-shirt. He has some tattoos on his arm. His hair is spiked up.
头发是翘起来的，身上有这个刺青。对对对。
Every Sunday, 6,000 young people.Come to their service.
每个主日有六千个年轻人来参加他们的聚会。
You thought there were no Christians in New York City.
你以为纽约找不到基督徒。
I don't know, they may be Philistines, but whatever, there's a lot of people who go.
但是不管怎么样，纽约有很多六千人跑到那里聚会去了。
They hold seminars on starting churches.
那他们有这些这个专题告诉你如何建立教会。
You can pay $500 and find out how to start a church just like there.
所以你要参加那个专题讲座的话，要付$500才能进去。
Now they call worship staging your worship.
那这个要讲这个题目关于如何敬拜，那么他就说你要怎么样建一个这样的环境、这样的舞台等等。
It's production.
好像。要有一个工厂制造一个东西出来。
It's Broadway.
就像这个好莱坞 Broadway 这样的。
It's professional.
是非常职业化的。
But is the church built according to the Christ of the eternal purpose?
但是问题是在这里，我们今天要问的是， 这个教会是不是按照神永远旨意的这一个模式来建立起来的呢？
The Christ of the eternal purpose is the only one who builds the church from the top down.
那么你会发现，在神永远旨意中的那一个教会是基督自己从头开始。
He is the head.
他必须是头。
The originator.
第一个人。
The foundation.
也是根基。
He is within the people.
他在每一个人的里面。
The Christ of the eternal purpose builds from top down.
所以你会发现，这一位在神永远旨意中的基督，他来建立教会，从头到尾。
But man builds his churches today.
今天人按照人的意思建教会呢？
And you know, we don't know what to make of it, do you?
你就搞不清楚了。
They do some Christian things.
他们是讲一些基督徒的事。
They say they love the Lord.
他们也用基督的名。
We don't know what to say.
但是你不知道他们讲的内容是什么。
Except I don't see the Christ of the eternal purpose building. I see man building.
所以你看不见基督在这里建他的教会，你看见的是人的聪明智慧来建所谓的教会。
Several years back, a man knocked on my door one day. I was living out.Not in New York City.
若干年前，我那个时候还没有住在纽约。有一天，有一个人来敲我的门。
I opened the door.
我把门打开了。
Very nice man.
一个蛮像样的人。
He said, "I'm Reverend so and so. I'm pastor of the Rock Church."
那么他自我介绍，我是某某人，是有一个磐石教会的牧师。
I said, "Oh, is your church here in our village?"
我们弟兄就问他，那你的教会就在这个城市吗？
He said, not yet.
还没有啊。
I said, oh, but you're pastor of the Rock Church, but it's not yet.
那你说你是磐石教会的牧师，但是你们教会还没有开始。
He says, yes, we're taking a survey to check on the demographics of the neighborhood to see if it's right to have a church here.
所以这个牧师说，对，我们教会是还没有建，但是我们现在开始做一点市场调查，看看这个地方合不合适建一个教会。
So I thanked him. I told him I was taken, and he said thank you, and he went on.
那么他说我已经在一个聚会里头，他说那就谢谢了，再见了。
Now they started the church, and it grew very fast.
那么他们就果然过了不久，他们开始一个教会，成长得很快。
They knew how to build it.
他们是建教会专家。
They were renting a big space.
他们租了一个很大的场地。
And everything went well for 2 years.
两年搞得还不错的样子。
But then the people who owned the building sold the building and said they couldn't rent there anymore.
那但是呢，这个大房子的这个屋主呢，把这个屋子卖了，所以他们不能再租给他了。
Now they couldn't find another building.
但是他们也找不到第二个房子。
And this pastor moved back to Florida and said, "Well, I'm not starting a church."
所以他就说，既然这样呢，那我就回家，回到佛罗里达州去，我没办法了。
Now there's no rock church in that town.
所以这个磐石教会也就解体了。
A man has all kinds of good intentions when they go out and preach the gospel and try to build the church.
所以你会发现，很多的人有这一个热心，他去传福音，他说我要建立一个教会。
But it's urgent in these last days.That if we're going to see the church become the bride in its maturity, it must be built according to the Christ of the eternal purpose.
但是今天的问题不是你建不建教会，是我们必须看见是基督按照神永远的旨意的这个目标，而他建立的教会，那个是他的心腹。
Yeah, you know, our children are growing up.
今天我们很多的孩子正在成长。
Many of them will leave the Chinese church.
很多人会离开所谓的华人教会。
But have we shown them the Christ of the eternal purpose?
那我们做父母的有没有让他们看见这一个按着神永远旨意中的这一个启示的基督？
Do they understand what the church really is?
他们能明白真正的教会是什么吗？
Now in New York, I see many of these young people coming for education.
那么我在纽约看到很多从四面八方来到这里读书的年轻人。
And thank you very much. Some from your very assemblies.
那我也知道很多的年轻人是从贵教会来的。
And many of them are quite content to go to something other than something built by the Christ of the eternal purpose.
那么有一些人就去那些传统教会吧。
If our children move to some other place,
如果我们的孩子搬到某某地方去了，
according to the will of God,
按照神的旨意，
will they be stewards of this mystery?
这个年轻人能够做这个神奥秘式的管家吗？
Do they understand the Lord builds his church?
他们懂不懂是耶稣要建立他自己的教会呢？
You know, back in the days of Jesus,
在当年主在地上的时候，
we know that there was the temple there.
地上有一个圣殿。
Its original design came from the heart of David.
这个原先这个殿的图纸是大卫看见的。
The temple stood in Jerusalem.
这个圣殿建在耶路撒冷城。
It was built according to pattern.
它是按照启示来建的。
But by the time of Jesus,
到了耶稣的时候，
the Jews had discovered a much more convenient way to meet in the synagogues.
那个时候犹太人已经发现他们有一个更简单聚会的方式，就是所谓的会堂，犹太人的会堂。
Now you will not find the pattern for the synagogue in the Old or New Testament.
但是你找不到在不管新约旧约那个会堂的图纸。
It's the design of men.
因为他是人设
计。We were living in the captivity.
他们是当年是在被掳的时候。
They couldn't go to the temple.
那个时候他们没有圣殿。
But they gathered for prayer.
但是他们在一起祷告。
They gathered for worship.
他们在一起敬拜。
Bible study.
他们也圣经读圣经。
They could have many synagogues.
他们可以有到处有不同的会堂。
It just took 10 men.
因为只需要有十个犹太人。
And they could meet.No matter what language they spoke,
他们可以用各种各样的语言。
No matter what their trade was, they all met as the similar tradesmen.
那么他们有各行各业。
Young people all could meet.
有专门为年轻人设计的。
Old rabbis they could all meet.
也有为这个年长的拉比设计的。
So convenient,
是很方便的一件事情。
But not built by God.
但是这些都不是神所建立的。
As I look out over Christianity today, there's many, many saints.
今天我们放眼看这个基督教的世界，有许许多多的基督徒。
I don't know if you saw, but today, the Pope was scolding the bishops in Brazil.
我不知道今天你有没有注意到新闻。这个正在巴西访问的教皇，他在责备那些巴西的。主教们，
he was telling them, you have lost 16 million members in the last 10 years to the Pentecostal church.
因为在巴西这些天主教徒过去的16年已经有1600万的原来是天主教徒却变成了灵恩派的基督徒了。
And he wants to start a revolution to build the Catholic church back up in South America.
所以这个教皇呢，就希望能够开始一个复兴的运动，让失去的人能够回到天主教的这个范围里面来。
Now you know you've been in America, and you know the United States is a land full of synagogues.
那么你在美国久了，你就知道美国到处也都有会堂。
May I say it? Christian synagogues.
我现在要加一个形容词是基督徒会堂。
They appeal to a certain strata, to a certain language, to a certain age.
它是专门针对某一个年龄、某一个层次、某一个特色的族群。
How much we need to see the Christ of the eternal purpose.
我们实在是需要神怜悯我们，看见在神永远旨意里的那基督。
I pray that the young people who are here with us in these days.
我的祷告乃是说，今天在我们中间的年轻人
，as long as it is called today，
趁着还有今日
，could taste in their assemblies the reality of Christ in the midst， and so be spoiled of that as they go and visit other places。
在今天在你自己所聚会的地方，你能够认识这位永远旨意中的那基督，尝过他的甜美的滋味，然后你出去看的时候，你就不会被骗了。
But it's time for us to be apprehended by the Christ of the eternal purpose.
所以今天我们每一个人都有一个责任，就是我们能够被这位永远旨意中的基督抓住。
As long as it is called today, he's recovering his testimony on this earth.
趁着还有今日，我们的主在那里恢复他这一个地上的真正的他心目中的教会的这个见证。
You know, today, the Lord wants to recover his testimony in our midst.
今天神愿意在我们中间来恢复他的见证。
But it can only happen as we look up to the throne of God and see the Christ of the eternal purpose.
那么我们必须看见这一个在神永远旨意中的基督的意象。
Paul was a steward of this mystery.
那么保罗呢，是这一个奥秘室的管家。
Now I have said, as I said yesterday, when you read Ephesians, you see Paul understanding things that come from Christ. He's sharing the wisdom of God.
所以你读了以弗所书的时候，你就知道保罗是深知基督的奥秘的人。
You know, the letter to the Ephesians is about this eternal purpose of God in His church.
在整本这本以弗所书里面，保罗就把在神永远旨意中的这个那基督来启示给我们。
But Paul's outworking of this comes from his vision of the Christ of the eternal purpose.
那么，整个是从他那个天上的意象开始。
Now let me explain just briefly what I mean.
那我下面解释我这句话什么意思。
If you go back to Ephesians,
如果你回到以弗所书来看，
we see Paul beginning in chapter 4 to talk about the life of the church and its calling.
那么第四章以弗所书就说到我们是蒙召的这一个群体。
The church is to live in today under a heavenly call.
教会是蒙天召的一群，今天蒙天召的一群。
And the writer to the Hebrews exhorts the same thing. You are partakers of a heavenly call.
希伯来书也讲同样的事情，我们是同蒙天召的圣徒。
Paul shares in this wonderful chapter 4 a picture of the church according to the Christ of the eternal purpose.
第四章保罗就把这个在神永远旨意中的那基督画给我们看。
Now I was talking about us being stuck.
那我昨天说到我们被卡住了。
And now I want to talk about this in relationship to our assemblies and why our assemblies may be stuck.
那我现在就要拉到我们自己每一个聚会，我们每一个聚会是不是今天卡在那里？
When the Lord pours out His grace upon His people, and the church is born in His love.
那么当神的爱浇灌在他的子民里面的时候，教会就产生了。
There is a building work that comes sovereignly from the Christ of the eternal purpose.
这个时候在这位基督就开始建造他的教会。
We see it in simple design here in chapter 4.
在第四章就有一个非常简单的建造的过程。
Now this is our heavenly call.
这是我们属天的呼召。
We live today on this earth.
我们今天活在这个地上。
In this heavenly realm of the church.
在这个属天的教会里头。
And it's to the glory of God.
是为着他的荣耀。
And the Lord begins to build.
那么主就开始建造了。
But the church gets stuck.
但是地上的教会常常被卡到。
And what makes them stuck?
那为什么被卡住了呢？
It's always outward things.
我们常常发现都是一些外面的事情。
Buildings.
什么样的建筑物？
Leaders.
什么样的领袖们？
Ministries.
什么样的执事？
Money.
花多少钱？
What does this mean to this eternal church?
那么这些所卡住的事情，针对这个神的教会来讲有什么意义呢？
But the church loses its heavenly perspective and gets stuck on these earthly matters.
当我们失去那个属天的认识，而我们天天眼睛就注意的这些刚刚所提的这些事儿
，as fighting among various leaders in the church over who's got the Sunday school and this and that.
然后呢，这些领袖们就为着这些无关痛痒的事儿，彼此在那里争吵。
Who's getting paid? How much are getting paid?
那么谁应该付多少钱？谁应该有什么样的
？We need another building. We need a bigger building.
要不然就是我们这个要更大的房子。
Whatever these things are,
不管我们碰到哪一些事儿
，this is small stuff.
实在是鸡毛蒜皮。
But the church gets into the middle of the land and gets stuck before it comes into the fullness of Christ.
所以我们常常就被这些事儿给卡住了，而真正的重要的问题我们不管了。
And when we get stuck.The Lord has stuck us so that we would look up to the Christ of the eternal purpose.
所以我昨天说了，如果我们被卡住的时候，你唯一的出路就是向上看。
What's wrong, Lord?
要问主说我们的问题在哪里。
There's an issue here.
这里问题在哪里。
What is it?
是什么？
Do we care about these outward things?
我们真的为这些外表的事情吵吗？
Well, we should.
我们不应该。
We should care.That our Lord is still building His church, and not we getting in the way.
我们要注意的是，我们的主是不是在建立他自己的教会？我们不要成为他建立教会的绊脚石。
And so let's just briefly, I just want to touch a few things here in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们注意看第四章
，just so we can see something of this Christ of the eternal purpose.
我们就是来看在永世永远旨意中的那基督。
Now, I'm sorry, I have to back up just another minute.
我再讲两句。
Now, I told you yesterday, well, I was a Baptist pastor.
我从前是这个浸信会的牧师。
While I was a Baptist pastor, somebody handed me a book one day, out of their trench coat.
当时就有人从口袋里拉出一个本子给我。
It was called Normal Christian Church Life.
那本书的名字叫做《正常教会生活》。
I never read a book so scriptural about the church before in my life.
那我就翻了，我读完之后，我觉得我这辈子没有读过那么合圣经的话语。
I went along. This is Brother Nee's messages he gave at some time, and I went through the scriptures as he spoke of the scriptures. Sure enough, there were apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. There was the church, there was the elders, there was the city. It was amazing.
那么我就把那个话就是读完以后，照着，这是尼迪兄当年写的。
It was such a good pattern.
是一个很好的模式。
Well, I left the Baptists, but I remained a pastor.
我就离开了浸信会，但是我还是做一个牧师。
And I started building a non-denominational church according to the pattern of the normal Christian church life.
那我就按照这本书的模式呢，就建立了一个教会。
I became an elder.
我就这个教会的长老。
The paid elder, the senior elder.
我是首席长老。
Set everything up.
我把每一个事情都安排好。
We had deacons.
我们也有执事。
It was great.
看起来蛮像样的。
But I heard this Chinese brother.
我又听到有一个中国的弟兄。
You know, you Chinese are a lot of trouble. So I was.So I was building this church according to pattern, and then I heard our brother Stephen Kang, and also a Jewish brother, Lance Lambert.
后来我就碰到两个弟兄，一个是江弟兄，一个是兰培德弟兄。
Now we should blame the Jews too.
一个是中国人，一个是犹太人。
And as I listened to their message,
我就听他们讲道。
I realized that the pattern that I had seen.Was just an outward pattern.
我就开始发现，我那个手上的这本书的模式，只不过是一个外表的模式。
And as I listened one day, the heavens opened.
有一天我在听这个弟兄们的信息的时候，好像天向我开了。
And I saw the Christ of the eternal purpose.
在那一个信息里头，我就看见在神永远旨意中的那基督。
And I saw the church in Christ.
那我就开始有一个认识，这个教会是在基督里的。
These were no longer my members.
这不是我的会员。
The church was an organism made up of His members.
教会是一个有机体，是他身上的肢体建成的。
And all it took was to see the Christ of the eternal purpose to cause me to resign.
所以当
stop trying to build a pattern.
所以当我真的有这一个看见的时候，我就放弃了我原来所做的事情。我不但不做，我离开了公会，我现在自己连牧师都不干了。
So all I knew to do was to go to some, a small fellowship of people.
所以我就去了 一小群的基督徒在一起。
Seen something similar.
这一群基督徒呢，也看到同样的亮光。
I started working as a school teacher and other jobs.
那我一面到学校里面做一个老师，然后在这一群弟兄们中间聚会。
And I didn't know what to do. For me, that was the end of my career.
所以我的前途就没了。
8 years of study at school for that.
我曾经在神学院辛苦读了8年。
One day, our brother Lance Lambert was at a meeting in Tennessee.
有一次，康登那个兰佩德弟兄在田纳西州有一个聚会。
And I drove to Tennessee to hear him.
所以我就从我住的地方开车到田纳西州去听他讲道。
And he was talking about the church life.
那他就是讲到教会生活，这是他。
And everything he said was killing me a little more, a little more, a little more.
所以他的每一篇信息好像就把我给越小，越切越小了。
But I'll never forget, after the meeting, I walked in the garden with my brother.
所以那个聚会完之后，我就跟这个弟兄在花园里面散步。
And I said to him, what am I going to do? How am I going to live?
我就问他，我下一步应该怎么走？下面我的生活怎么办
？I've got a wife, 3 kids.
我有妻子，我有3个孩子。
What am I going to do?
那我应该做什么呢
？He said, "Brother, the problem is never how you're going to live. The problem is how you're going to die."
所以我们兰伯弟兄就跟我说，问题不是你要怎么活，问题应该是。你要怎么死
？As soon as you see where he wants you to die, you will live.
只要是你看见神要在你在哪一件事情上死，神就会让你看见你要怎么活。
So I just lived where I lived and died.
所以我就在我的地方活着死了。
There's nothing I can do.
因为我啥也做不成。
But I began to live.
但是很稀奇。神就开路了，让我能活了。
You know how when Jesus was walking through Galilee and people would say, "Oh, how have you done these things?"
当主耶稣在加利利工作的时候，很多的人稀奇，你怎么能做这些事啊
？And you remember how Jesus said, "You know what? All I'm doing is doing what I see my Father doing."
那耶稣的回答对这些问问题的人就是说，我所有所做的事是看先看见父怎么做，我就怎么做。
And the Lord began to talk to me.
所以主把这样的话告诉我。
And I said, "What should I do?"
我要做什么
？And he said, "Watch me. Watch what I do."
所以主的话就是说，注意看我，我怎么做。
You know, if we're going to be stewards of the eternal purpose of God in His church, we have to watch what He does and join with it.
所以如果我们真的有这样的心愿，要让神永远旨意中的教会能够建立起来的话，你的眼目是看他怎么做，你怎么样跟着他做。
It wasn't for me to go start a church.
不是我要去开始一个教会。
It's to see where the Lord was working and join myself to it.
所以你眼睛要看主在哪里做工，你就跟着他配合。
To see the wisdom of Jesus as he builds his church.
因为主在建立他教会的时候，你就可以看到神的智慧。
This is where I began to sense the awe of this stewardship that Paul the apostle had.
所以，当我开始有这样的一个领会的时候， 我对保罗所写的书信就有一个非常敬畏的心。
We have in wonderful and open detail the wisdom that Christ had given Paul in building the church as a wise master.
所以你就会发现，神把这个意象交给保罗，保罗从神得着建造的智慧，那他写在这个书信里头。我们就看见了
His whole apostolic ministry, he said, was by the grace enabling of God.
所以他做见证说，我整个使徒的这个职分是因为他赐给我这样的恩典。
He was an advocate for God's eternal purpose.
他是为着神永远旨意在那里讲解的人。
And even when people accused him of things, he never fought for himself, but only for God's purpose in the church.
人不管怎么样攻击他，他对他自己没有无所谓，但是他要站在神，所托付给他的这个神永远旨意的立场上。
Whether he encouraged or corrected the brethren, he always did it as a fellow member in the body of Christ, and never as lording it over people.
所以你会发现他在那里工作的时候。他并没有要做那个被带领人的主，他只是在那里把他们带到主的面前。
He gave up right to position, status, and was rather willing to suffer to fill up that which was lacking in the body of Christ.
他看见这个教会中所缺乏的部分，他就去补足那个缺乏。
When he came to the Corinthians, he didn't slash them up.For all of their carnality, but only came with the cross of Christ to present it to them as the antidote to their carnality.
所以他来到哥林多教会的时候，虽然哥林多的教会有各式各样属肉体的问题，但是他并没有带着一个使徒的权柄把他们一个一个臭骂一顿。相反的，他反而是谦卑的来到他面前，只是把基督与他的十字架的真理讲解给他们听。
With all of his wisdom and understanding, he could have tongue-lashed any one of these foolish people.
他可以用他自己的使徒的权柄来责备那些犯罪的人。
But he did not use the wisdom of man.
但是他并没有用人的智慧来做这些事。
He knew the church could not be built that way.
因为他知道，他如果用这个人的方法，教会建立不起来的。
But he built up the brothers and the sisters.
他只是在后面把这些圣徒们在灵里面把它建立起来。
And in the heavenly places, as they watch the manifold wisdom of God in this life of Paul.
所以，在空中的执政掌权者可以看见。神百般的智慧在这个弟兄与他们中间彰显出来。
In the heavenlies, they were amazed at the wisdom and the grace that was seen in our brother.
所以，保罗这群弟兄们在那里按着神的带领所建立起来的教会，空中执政掌权，就要在那里惊奇神的智慧。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters today.We need to see the Christ of the eternal purpose.
今天我们在地上的众弟兄姊妹们何等的需要像保罗这样所看见。
If we want to see those who overcome, those who are unstoppable, those who are undeniable, those who aren't limited by today, then we need to see the Christ of the eternal purpose.
如果我们心里面有这个渴慕，真的在地上能看到有一帮的人能够。不被任何事物所拦阻，为要让神永远的旨意中的教会能够显现的话，我们就必须先看见这位耶稣。
You know, he's building today.
因为这位耶稣正在建立他的教会。
Are you part of that work today?
你今天是他所做工的一个部分吗
？Have you given yourself?To being part of that today,
你有没有把自己为着这一个建造，把你自己摆在他的手中呢
？This is what will bring us to that maturity as the bride of Christ.
唯有这样的一个心智，你才能够让今天地上的教会达到，装饰整齐，能够做基督的心腹。
Well, you know Ephesians chapter 4. Again, I'll just touch on a few things.
我们来看第四章有几件事情我要提出来。
If you look at verses 8 through 10, you see the source of the church.
这个教会的源头是在第八节到第十节。
Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things.
第八节到第十节是这样说，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了众仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地上吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
So what do we see?
我们看见什么呢
？A Christ far above all.
有一位在诸天之上的基督。
And with all of his authority and all of his love, what is he doing?
他有这一切的权柄，一切的能力，他在做什么呢
？Filling all things.
他要充满万有。
He's got so much to pour out.
他有很多的东西要来充满。
He wants to fill us up to the fullness of God.
他要让我们所有这些器皿被他所完全的充满。
In chapter 1, he says, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all things.
在第一章里面，他就说到，教会是什么呢？教会就是他的身体，那充满万有者所充满的。
What is your church, my church, his church?
那么什么是你的教会，我的教会，他的教会？
It's to be the first receptacle on earth, which becomes so full of Christ that His glory transparently shines through the church.
教会应该是一个器皿，能够盛装基督一切的丰富，在这个器皿里头能够彰显出来。
He fills us so full that the world looks at the church and sees Christ.
当这个世界来看这个器皿的时候，他们所看见的就是基督。
Are we transparent yet?
我们是不是一个透明的呢
？Are we showing the glory of Christ?
我们能够让基督的荣耀从我们照射出去呢
？He's filling us.
他是充满我们吗
？How do you know he's filling us?
你怎么知道他充满吗？不充满
？Because the first thing he does is he raises up men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers.
他第一步就是兴起。使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教士。
Obviously, he always raises up sisters, but he's looking for men.
当然，他也在姐妹身上做工，但在这件建立的事情上，他兴起的是
the Christ of the eternal purpose.
这些弟兄们是先看见了神永远的旨意。
And while it is called today, they accept their calling.
当趁着还有今天，这群人接受神的呼召。
Brother, it's not too late.
弟兄们还不太晚。
If his calling is upon you,
因为神的呼召今天还是临到你。
If he has shown you part of his inheritance, it's time for you to take it.
如果神把他的产业打开给你看的时候，今天你就要凭着信心去占取这一个产业。
The world has stolen too many God called men.
因为这个世界。已经把许多神所呼召的弟兄偷去了。
And they're enslaved by the snares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of life.
因为这些弟兄们被这个世上的迷惑，这钱财的迷惑，罪恶的迷惑，把他们偷走了。
There's higher matters here.
但是这里有更高的重要事。
Now only Christ of the eternal purpose can arrest you and then teach you his way.
今天只有神永远的旨意可以抓住你，然后他来教导你。
What a noble call.
这是何等尊贵的呼召。
What a costly way.
而这一个道路是需要何等的代价。
Now be warned. You saw the way he dealt with his 12 disciples.
你注意看。耶稣当年是怎么样对付这十二个使徒的
？They were always seeing things outwardly, and he was always correcting them and showing the inward reality.
十二个使徒当年所看的东西都是从外表来看， 但是主总是纠正他们从里面的实际来看问题。
Men naturally are consumed with outward things.
男人有一个问题，总是被外表的东西来把我们抓住了。
But God through Christ wants to work into us His eternal purpose within.
那神的工作呢，总是在我们这些人身上从里面下手，把神的永远的旨意做出来。
What a tremendous work that is.
那这个是何等了不起的工
作。Only God can do that.
这个工作只有神可以做。
You know Paul's prayer.
保罗祷告怎么祷呢？
Right? So that the Spirit would work in you, that Christ could dwell in your hearts, and you begin to comprehend all the dimensions of Him.
所以他祷告就是说，神愿意这位神住在你们心的里的这位能够把你们心中的眼睛打开，能够看见他要我们真认识他，他要让我们得着的。
It's wonderful to see the Christ of the eternal purpose as a heavenly vision.
是我们看见这位在神永远中的那基督在天上是很重要的。
And wonderful to have this inwrought vision worked into us as a spiritual reality.
但是光有天上的这个意象还不够，你要让这个意象进到我们的里面，在我们的深处来改变我们这个人。
Now what else do we see?
我们还看见什么呢？
The body of Christ.
就是他的身体，基督的身体。
But look at the fullness there.
这个基督的身体是丰满的。
Every member supplied.
因为每一个肢体都在那里尽功能。
Now that doesn't mean every member supplying soy milk.
这并不是说每一个功能每一个肢体都在那里供应这个豆浆。
No, the church is not built so simply.
教会不是这么简单的。
Here's what it means.
我的意思是
every member has a unique supply.Of some aspect of Christ that nobody else has, and we need for completeness.
也就是说，在这个身体中的每一个肢体，都有他从基督所得到的那一个特别的恩赐。我们需要每一个恩赐放在这一个身体里头。
Now you know who I'm speaking to. Speaking to brothers and sisters who are hiding under the bushels.
那你知道我这句话的意思是针对那些弟兄姊妹把主给你的恩赐埋在地里或者藏在斗底下。
We cannot come to fullness with just a few people ministering and exercising some gifts.
如果要达到基督的丰满，你不能只靠一两个弟兄姐妹他们在那里供应，而其他人把他恩赐都埋掉。
Because we all, every member has a unique supply.
因为神给每一个肢体都有那一个特殊的那一份。
And if you look closely, this not only supplies the others, but it holds us together.
你如果往仔细里面去观察的时候，你会发现，不但这个恩赐能够供应其他的肢体，而且因着你这样的摆上，它你就会发现整个的身体就。配在一起。
Now to me, this year 2013 will always be remembered as the year of the cane, because every brother here seems to be walking on a cane.
这个一三年特点是我们的弟兄们都好像人人一个拐杖。
It's because the joints aren't working.
因为他们的关节都失灵了。
The supply is broken down.
因为这个供应断裂了。
They need fullness.
他们这些弟兄们需要丰满。
How much more so the body of Christ?
就从这个小例子，你会看到基督的身体又何尝不如此。
We're going to be built into that maturity. How we need that uniqueness of Christ that you have discovered.
所以，如果一个基督的身体要达到它的丰满，每一个肢体都得供应上去。
You know what Paul sees?
你看见保罗所看见的吗？
That we might come to a unity of the faith.
保罗有一天看见，我们有一天要被带到在新真理上的合而为一。
One mature man.
是一个成熟的人。
Oh, I like that.
我很喜欢这个。
The church is going to be Chinese American.
教会就变成了美籍华人。
One new man，
是一个新的人。
With an experiential knowledge of the Son of God，
他们每一个都有经历中的知识来关于基督。
We've been sitting in the heavenly places together with Christ，
我们都被带在属天的，与基督同坐在天上。
And the Lord by the Spirit is revealing Himself to us，
借着圣灵，主把他自己不断的启示给我们。
And we're coming to a fullness of stature in Christ，
慢慢我们就长大，满有基督的身量。
When Paul looks up and sees the Christ of the eternal purpose，
当保罗看见这个神永远旨意中的大基督，
He sees that as God's will，
他看见那是神的旨意，
He sees that as happening，
而且正在进行，
And he sees his part to play，
他也看到他在这个整个旨意中的角色。
Now have you seen the Christ of the eternal purpose？
现在倒过来，每一个基督徒，你看见你的那个角色吗？
Are you watching his hand building the church？
你看见他的手在建他的教会。
Are you giving glory to God every time you see His hand working？
每一次你看见神的手在做工的时候，你有没有把荣耀归给主
？Oh, you know, there's a lot of the cross to be worked out in our life。
当然，在我们每一个人身上有许多的十字架在那里对付着。
Every fellowship has a Euodia and a Syntyche who don't get along。
那每一个聚会，你都会发现都有弟兄或者姐妹彼此有争执。
That's okay. They just both need to take the cross and love each other.
这没有问题。我们有彼此之间有争执，只要愿意背起自己的十字架，都容易解决。
It probably makes them pray all the harder for the Lord's coming back.
可能这个有问题的人，他们就需要多祷告，等到主回来。
There's a fullness to be had, but we have to let the Lord build His church.
所以我们必须让基督在我们身上来建立他的教会。
Can we get our hands off?
让我们自己的手闪开。
Now what happens when we put our hands on?
当你自己要把你的手插进去的话
，stuck，
卡在那里。
By God's mercy, He won't allow it. Not if He's really head.
当然，如果你真的看见基督是这个教会的头，那他就不准许我们这些人插手。
How many times in our assembly life we start going a little bit the wrong way, and the life seems to crunch down?
那你会发现，如果我们整个的聚会开始走错了路的时候，整个的弟兄姊妹就有一种卡住的感觉。
We better look up.
那这个时候我们就往上看。
Sometimes we go through trials just in order to look up，
因为我们从有的时候神就让我们经过一些试验，在那一个危机的光景催促我们向上看。
And we have our brother Stephen's promise: whatever our trial, it won't be as bad as Job's。
那当然，我们江弟兄这次的信息能够让我们知道，我们每一个人所经历的绝对比不上约伯所经历的。
If we have a living church life, we get stopped. We get stuck.
如果我们真的经历主所建的教会的生活，在我们的经历中，你被卡住的事情多得很。
But don't you know? The Lord just wants to fill us with Himself, and there's something human standing in the way.
主的心意是要把他自己的丰满充满在我们里面，但是我们人老是做主工作的绊脚石。
Some human authority needs to be laid down。
我们人为的这个权柄要把它放下来。
There's some foreign idea that's come in from the world that's invaded our church life。
然后世界的有一些哲学观念，偷偷的渗透到教会里头
了。Now we want to live in His church in today。And not in as long as it is called today.
所以我们有一个心智，就是活在今天神所给我们的教会的实际里头，而不是活在趁着还有今天 那样的一个光景里面。
So I finish with this example.
我下面给一个例子，然后我们就结束了。
Church of Ephesus, 90 A.D.
以弗所教会，90 A.D. 90主后九十年。
Jesus says to his church.
主就对以弗所教会说
，As long as it's called today, you have left your first love.
趁着还有今日。你们教会已经偏离了起初的爱心。
Remember how far you have fallen.
要记住你们有堕落了多远了。
Repent, do the works you did first.
悔改，做你起初所做的事。
Now what happens when that message was delivered in 90 A.D. by this letter of John?
那么这个信息是借着神的仆人约翰在大约九十年的时候，这封信写给以弗所的教会。
Two groups immediately were in evidence.
有两个团体。
There were those who lived in today, and those who lived as long as it is today.
在这个教会里头，这两个团体是什么呢？一个团体就是活在今天的，另一个团体是活在趁着还有今天的。
Those who lived in today.
那那些活在今天的人呢
？They heard what the Spirit said to the church.
他们是能够听见圣灵对教会所说的话。
They repented.
他们就悔改了。
And they lived in today as overcomers.
所以他们就活在今天，做教会的得胜者。
Others heard, but they didn't know what to do.
另外一组呢，他们虽然听见了，没有行动。
They say, "What do you mean, the first love? What's he talking about?"
他们在那边问：“哎，什么意思叫离开起初的爱
？”Maybe they had a quarrel with the Lord. Maybe the Lord, what do you mean? We serve you so much.
他们说：“我们不是这一辈子在服侍你吗？我们服侍了那么多，你说我们离弃了起初的爱，你到底什么意思啊
？”They have an issue with the Lord.
他们跟神在那里辩论。
The Lord says, "If you don't repent, I will take your lampstand away."
主就警告说：“如果你们……”不悔改，我就要把你们的灯台从原处挪去。
Now a church without a lampstand is not living in today.
所以，如果有一个教会灯台被挪去的话，他就不是活在今天的那个教会了。
But right until his return, they're still living as long as it is today. It's still the chance.
所以，只要主还没有第二次回来。我们每一个教会都还有趁着今天的机会
，Brothers and sisters, for us who need to repent, there's still a chance as long as it is called today.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们如果听见主对我们的话，我们需要悔改的时候，主总是给我们趁着还有今天的机会，我们赶快悔改。
Let's not play games.When the Spirit of the Lord is speaking,
所以我们知道圣灵向我们说话的时候，我们不要跟圣灵玩游戏。
Wonderful, Jesus comes back, and we're living today when He comes back.
所以，如果我们是知道主今天就要回来，我们活在今天是何等奇妙的生活呢
？May that be our readiness.When he comes.
愿意我们每一个基督徒都是这样预备好等候他回来的人。
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
我们愿主早日回来。
And speak to us by your Spirit in these last days.
然后借着你的话语，在这个末世向我们每一个人说话。
Oh Lord, against ourselves, we'd rather repent and be found in today than living in some kind of wilderness.
我们愿意你自己的话语来提醒我们，不要让我们在旷野打转。
Thank you for your speaking to us in this week.
主，我们实在感谢你这个礼拜向我们每一个人说话。
Oh Lord, we want to hear your voice.
主啊，我们何等愿意听你的声音。
By thy mercies,
靠着你的恩典。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.